Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the UCM broadcast today. I'd like to begin by reading a couple passages of Scripture found in 1 John, the first chapter, verses 5 and 6. This, then, is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Psalm 4 and 3 says, "Know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself." And I'd like to take just a few moments to look at the Old Testament. We'd like to turn to, if you have your Bibles, to Exodus, the 7th chapter. And this is that portion in Israel's history where God sent Moses and Aaron back to speak to Pharaoh that the children of Israel could be set free. And we see in Exodus, the 7th chapter, I'll just read a few of those verses. The Lord said to Moses, "See, I've made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his hand." And he tells him what is going to happen. "I'll harden Pharaoh's heart, and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt, and bring forth mine armies, and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch forth my hand upon Egypt and bring up the children of Israel from among them." And of course, Moses and Aaron did as they were commanded. Moses was 80 years old. Aaron was 83 years old. And in verse 10, we see that Moses and Aaron obeyed God when Pharaoh said, "Show a miracle." So Moses said to Aaron, "Take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh and before his servants," and it became a serpent. So it's quite interesting in these opening encounters that the devil challenged God's power. Right here we see an encounter of God's power and the devil's power. So what happens? Verse 11, we see Pharaoh calling for his wise men. In verse 12, they cast on their rods and perform seemingly the very same miracle that Moses and Aaron did. Beloved, some of you may be being challenged today by the devil. You believe the word of God. You stand on God's promises. But the devil says, "I'm going to defeat you anyway." So what happened? The devil's crowd then threw down their rods and they challenged the children of God. But in the last part of verse 12, something happened. It says, "But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods." The Word of God in the New Testament, in the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, tells us that we're to take unto us the whole armor of God. I trust you know that passage, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We're to take the whole armor of God, and then having done all, to stand. Now, in going back to Exodus, that verse 17, we see God turning water into blood. And in the 8th chapter, verse 15, let me just read that. "When Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart and hearkened not unto them as the Lord had said." Beloved, there are many people that make big promises to God when they're in a difficult spot, when they're in a tight place, going through some heavy trial. But as soon as they get relief from their trial, they just sort of conveniently forget what they said to God, what they would do, what they promised. In Exodus, the 8th chapter, verse 15, Pharaoh hardened his heart. Verse 22, we see God doing a separation. In Exodus 9, he separates the house of Israel from Pharaoh and the Egyptians. God said that he would set apart the cattle of the Israelites from those of Egypt, that none of Israel's flocks would die. That word sever means to separate. And so then we see God pronouncing a judgment of hail upon Egypt. And then in chapter 9, let me just turn over there verse quickly, and in verse 10, it said, they took ashes of the furnace, stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven and became a boil, breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast. Those that did not hearken to God's word, they perished, and the servants and the cattle that was not brought in, as God warned the Egyptians, they were perished. They died. Today, beloved, there's many that won't listen. Many won't heed the word of the Lord. They won't come in. They won't accept salvation. And sometimes, beloved, with your loved ones, they're going through such difficult times. But, beloved, you have to leave them in the hand of God. Because just as those who are rebellious today, just as Pharaoh, just as his servants, God finally, through a series of 10 judgments, the final one was the worst, and they finally recanted and did what God was asking them to do. Notice, though, in verse 26, it says, only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there was no hail. And in the 10th chapter, we see God threatening to send locusts on the land. He sends the locusts. Then he sends darkness. In Exodus, the 11th chapter, he sends one more plague. And then God says in verses 12 and 13, thus shall ye eat it, the Passover lamb. That's when the Passover is being instituted. He tells them, eat that Passover lamb with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And then they're instructed to take the blood of that Passover lamb and put it on the lintels of the doors. The blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And that destroyer shall not be upon you to destroy you. In Exodus, the 4th chapter, verses 22 and 23, God said that Israel was his son, even his firstborn. And God said, let my son go, let my people go, that they may serve me. And God is saying to those today, many who are just caught up in religious formalism, they're not saved, they don't have a true and real relationship with Jesus, they haven't been born again. God is saying to those who will not proclaim the whole word of God with the power and anointing and authority of the Spirit of God, he's saying, let my people go. In the 5th chapter, Pharaoh chides Moses and Aaron. He increases the tasks of the Israelites. He wouldn't give them straw to make bricks, and that made their suffering and their slavery so much more difficult. And the reason Pharaoh gave such a hard task to the children of Israel, they had to gather straw, and they had to produce the same amount, was because they wanted to go and sacrifice to the Lord and worship him. And Pharaoh said in verse 8, for they be idle, and therefore they cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Beloved, the devil doesn't want you to walk in the light. He doesn't want you to worship the Lord. He doesn't want you to study the word. He doesn't want you to give your whole self, your entire being, in consecration and dedication to the Lord. Listen, beloved, God sent locusts on Egypt. He was showing who he was, and all those various plagues were actual commentaries on the various multitude of gods that the Egyptians served. Those locusts stripped the land bare, but the children of God were blessed. They were spared. They were protected. Why? Because they heard and obeyed the word of God through Moses. And beloved, the devil would like you to have your total experience in God stripped away. He's come to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. He's fighting you every way he can. But beloved, if you will hearken to God, just as the children of Israel did in that momentous time when they were released from their slavery and servitude, the servitude of Egyptian bondage, if you will listen to his word, you can be blessed. If you will not stiffen your neck or harden your heart, if you're willing to do the will of God, beloved, you will be victorious. You know, it takes more than just talking about it. Pharaoh, how many times he said he'd let the children of Israel go, but his heart was hardened. And let's just share what the word of the Lord says in the second chapter of Joel. And I want to start reading verses 25. I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Praise God. And it shall come to pass, verse 32, that whomsoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. In the first chapter of John, the word tells us, and him was life, and that life was the light of men. That light shines on, beloved. That light shines on in the darkness, and the darkness has never overpowered it. We're told in the same chapter that Jesus is the true light that lightens every man coming into the world. He came to his own, but they wouldn't receive him. But to those who will receive them, he gives the privilege, the right, to everyone who trusts him, who believes on his name. He gives them the place, the right of becoming children of God, who were begotten not by human descent, nor through the will of flesh, nor through the will of a human father, but through the will of our heavenly Father. It is from his fullness that we have all received. Oh, beloved, we need to walk in the light as he is the light. Let his light shine upon your walk today, your experience. Let his light drive out whatever darkness you may have been experiencing. He is the light of life, and he wants us to walk in his presence, in his joy, and in his provision. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown this broadcast, and I bring our time together to a close, but not without an invitation for you to write and share your prayer needs. I'm already looking forward to the next time we can gather together. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. If you ever miss a broadcast or want to hear one, feel free to go to the Unveil Christ website, click on the broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. I love you, and until next time, thank you for joining me. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.